Amen. Thanks for the Calvin. Take your Bibles, Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians in chapter number 5, and we'll launch there this morning as we continue in our series, Too Committed, Experiencing and Enjoying Marriage God's Way. And we launched this, I think about 9 weeks ago out of Ephesians in chapter number 5, where in verse number 33, God commands, husbands, love your wives. Wives, reverence your husbands. And God lays some foundation here in the book of Ephesians regarding the relationship with the church, and then applying that to the relationship of marriage as to how we can better relate husband and wife, specifically husbands to love and wives to reverence. And so we spent several weeks laying the foundation. Then the last couple weeks we've begun to learn, men, how do we love? How can we improve in loving our wives, or maybe some engaged couples? How can we get ready for this phase of our life? And then, wives, we've begun to learn, how do we reverence? So men, we talked week number one about being close. She wants us to be close to her. How can we be close? How can we establish that level of closeness? Last Sunday, ladies, we talked about how to reverence by appreciating his desire to work and achieve. Men identify much about themselves with their work. What are they getting done? What are they accomplishing? How are they serving their families in that way? And so we talked about how we can reverence them in that. Today, guys, we're going to talk about how to love, and by being open, openness. She wants you and I to open up to her. And then, ladies, next Sunday, and it's in your bulletin, we're going to talk about how to reverence by appreciating his desire to protect and provide. So guys, let me commend you for being here. Even a couple of you guys, your wives were sick and said, I'm going anyway. So I'm proud of you for being here today and trusting that God will challenge us. And then every week I think will be applicable both to men and women, but they are emphasized a little bit more one to the other as we go along each and every week. So today, openness, she wants you and I to open up to her. And I was reading and studying and preparing for this lesson this week, and I was thinking, I'm praying that God will just give us an open heart, an open mind, and that God will use this lesson today to help you and I as husbands to love our wives and to be open. We're going to talk about something today, guys, that is not natural. It is not a language we naturally speak, but I'm praying we'll learn something, and I'm praying that God will challenge and use these thoughts to help us strengthen our marriages and relationships. You've heard that trust is the foundation of any meaningful relationship. Relationships have to have trust. You're not going to go very far in a relationship if you don't trust each other. You've got to have trust. You've got to have a bond. You have to have a connection. You have to have some middle ground. Home has to be a haven for more reason than one, and trust is a vital component and a bedrock to that. And a wife has a great need to totally trust her husband. And this morning, as we look at this idea of openness, she wants you and I to be open to her. It's going to greatly help us to establish this bedrock of trust and to communicate the love that God challenges us to have for our spouse. So what are we talking about? Number one, let's look this morning at the definition of openness. The definition of openness, all right? Because we may be talking this morning and guys may be thinking, okay, she wants me to be open. What does that mean? You know, at what depth or level or whatever? And let's spend a little bit of time understanding the kind of openness that we're talking about together this morning, okay? When we talk about openness, let's take some time to define the level of openness that a wife desires and that a man naturally would have, okay? And I'm going to use a couple of phrases, and I think you have these in your notes, but let's look at the fact that ladies are expressive responsive, okay? Ladies typically are expressive responsive. What does that mean? It means that ladies typically desire to want to talk about everything, okay? It's not a criticism. It's just it's a statement of fact, okay? Ladies like to talk about, most ladies like to talk about most everything. She wants to have her problems out in the open between her and her spouse so that they can be resolved, okay? So ladies are expressive, responsive, feelings on the sleeve, things out in the open, things out for all to know, make sure that we're up to date, make sure that we know where we're at, make sure that we can resolve what needs to be resolved. It's out there for us to see in that relationship. Men, conversely, tend to play it close to the vest more than maybe their wives. And so they're the opposite of expressive responsive and what psychologists would consider compartmentalized. Okay? They have the ability to just take stuff and put it there and leave it there. And it doesn't bother them anymore. They don't necessarily have to talk about it. And it's just there. Now, it may affect them at a level that their wife can sense, but it's not necessarily something that they want to talk about, and they certainly don't want to tell you how they feel about it, all right? It's just kind of the way that God has made them. But when a wife senses that something is wrong or troubling or weighing on her husband, then she has intuition that, okay, something's going on. And she wants to know about it. She wants to bring it up, and she wants to say, honey, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? And the husband typically will say, I'm doing fine, or nothing is wrong. And now she's in conflict mode because she's thinking, I sense something's wrong. I sense something's weighing on him. I sense something's on his mind. I sense something is there. And then I asked him, and he said nothing, or nothing is wrong, or everything is fine. But he's not acting like everything is fine. I mean, he is for everyone else, but I know he's not fine. It's what she's thinking in her mind and internalizing in her heart. And so she's kind of wondering what's going on. Now, why is this important to her? And guys, this is what we need to learn. Because she longs for our love. And in her world, that is experienced by connecting openly with your heart. Okay? When it comes to the marriage relationship, the man would define openness. It would not take long for the man in the area of openness and being connected with his wife to get very long to the sexual area. Because that's the way that God has made men, and that is where they identify true intimacy and closeness, because they experience that with their wife, whom they should not, will not, according to the Word of God, experience with anyone else. The same level of importance as that is to the relationship for the husbands, not saying it's not important for the wives, but to the same level the men are aware of it, wives are aware to this area of openness, connection, intimacy, knowing where you're at in your heart, okay? Now let me help to try to further define this, just so we understand what we're talking about in this area of openness. And I want to, and just kind of sit back and relax, but I want to give you an illustration about two electrical circuits. And I grabbed a picture here that I want us to look at, and it's a little blurry, but here's some people standing in a tunnel, and here is this tunnel covered with lights, thousands and thousands of light bulbs, okay? Now, guys, this helped me. Let me just share it with you. It might be a blessing to you. Your wife is made in such a way that if one bulb is out, it affects every bit of her. Conversely, we are made and wired that if half of those bulbs went out, we'd be fine. Okay? You got an electrical circuit of 3,000 or 4,000 bulbs. If one goes out, the world stops for her. Something's wrong. Something's not right. Something needs to be discussed. Something needs to be worked through. And we're kind of looking at it going, honey, I can't even see where the bulb's out. You know what I mean? So many of them are on. So many things are good. What do you mean something is wrong? But in her mind, something's not right. Ladies, you need to understand about your husbands. I mean, a Mack truck could drive through and take half those lights out. They're fine. You still got some light. You can see. You're good. Keep going, you know. And it's just the way that we are made. It's the way in which that we are wired. And so when there's a conflict, when she's beginning to sense something, when her intuition tells her that something's not right, the fact that some light is not being illuminated affects her entire being. And her mind, her body, her soul, the connection that she wants to have with you is hurt because it's not there. Something is interfering with it, and it needs to be worked through as far as she is concerned. Some wives would identify with this man mentioned in 1 Samuel 25:7, the latter part of the verse, where it says that a man cannot speak to him. And some wives, in anonymity and in honesty, would say, I feel like I can't even talk to my husband. I feel like there's stuff there we need to talk about, but he doesn't want to talk about it. And sometimes wives feel like they're at war with their own spouse. Because inwardly, she feels hurt. She feels lonely. She feels unloved. Because she knows the light bulb's out. She knows there's stuff to talk about. She knows not everything is the way it should be. And that weight is on her. And she feels like, I've tried to express, we need to talk about this. We need to connect. There's something not there. And he brushed it off. He didn't see it. He said, get over it. He said, it's not that big of a deal. Whatever. And she feels like, I'm at war in my own home. I'm supposed to be this reverencing wife that loves and does all these things that we're talking about, but I feel so alone in my own home. I feel so alone in my own room with my husband. I feel unloved and unnoticed. I feel that he doesn't care. I feel that he doesn't understand how important this is to me. Now, I may not be describing any lady in this room, but men, I hope, in my heart and in yours, is a desire that our wives never feel that way. And that we take the challenge from Scripture to dwell with them according to knowledge. It's not just the pun of a joke. You know, who can understand women? Nobody, you know, and that type thing. We're in school. We've got stuff to learn. And there's some things about women that are hard to understand. And by the way, that's a good thing. If you're a guy and you totally understand women and think like they think, I'm praying for you. But that is not me at all. And that's not most men. It's just not who we are. It's not how we think. It's not how we process stuff. But we need to learn. It's not an excuse, though. Oh, I'm a man. And we should be men. And we talked about that last Sunday. But that's not an excuse to not be a good husband. We still want to learn. We want to grow. And we want to understand how important this is to her, dwelling together, together according to knowledge and striving to know what is going on. Why? Guys, let me talk about this. In understanding this level of openness and when there's light bulb out, and I'm not asking you to raise your hand or identify this because I don't want you in trouble, but just go with me, all right? When you walk in the room, when you walk in the home, coming home from work, I think it's fairly easy to recognize when something's not right. Okay? Maybe there's a shortness of answer. Maybe there's just tension you can feel. Know your wife well enough, and maybe you kind of sense like her countenance isn't just right. Guys, sometimes we're really good at knowing when something's not what it should be at home. Then we have the question, and we have the decision to make. Do I want to find out what it is? Do I want to go into the darks and find out what this is and resolve it? Or do I want to go to my room and get under the bed and watch football? You know what I mean? What do I want to do? What course of action do I want to take? And guys, it's typically not hard when you've been married with someone for a while, been living together for a while, you've been connected for a while, to begin to know the warning signs. Okay, something's not 100% right. So it's typically not that hard to figure out when she's feeling a light bulb out or the openness not being where it should. But then we have a decision to make. What are we going to do about it? And we need to decide, hey, we're going to strive to be open. We're going to strive to resolve this. And we need to remember this thought. We are two different electrical circuits. Why? Because, guys, if we don't recognize that, here's what will happen. We will get frustrated with her for focusing on the light bulb that's out. Honey, what is your problem? Look at all the light bulbs that are on. We've got it so good. How can you make such a big deal out of one little thing? Wrong answer. Wrong answer. Guys, internally, she's not trying to make a big deal out of one thing. To her, it's not about not being appreciative of all the other things that are good. To her, she wants things to be the best. And this one thing, even though it is one thing, is preventing the whole thing from being as good as it could be, and she wants it fixed. And she wants to talk about it. And she wants to know what you think about it. And how do you feel about it? And how can you get connected on this level? And I'm telling you right now, guys, so long as we don't speak. And we've got to learn this principle. And God help me not to get frustrated with her, but to understand that this is a good thing and that I need to be able to work through this with her. So I need to understand this area of openness. Psalm 5:2 in your notes. The Bible says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. The imagery here of the open door. the connection, the intimacy, the openness that they have one with the other. That's the attraction that our wives have and that they need in our relationship, to be connected and open intimately in every area, emotionally and physically and spiritually and all of those types of things. And some wives are frustrated because it hasn't always been this way. He was open when we were dating. He was letting me know how I felt. He was talking to me about stuff. I mean, we were always talking. And then we got married, Brother Gabe, and things changed. And sometimes a man in pursuit of a wife wants to know her, wants to understand, wants to connect, wants to communicate. And then once that has been established and that adventure has been accomplished and it's been conquered, and now we're married, if we're not careful, men, we can set into contentment, and now we don't really want to talk about everything. We just prefer to be married and to go on. And for her, that openness and level of connection and communication was spelling "I love you" in big, bold block letters. And when we get married and that begins to dissipate a little bit, in her mind, that's a warning sign. Why are we not as open? Why are we not as connected? Why are we not as close as we once were? And she's longing, "I wish my husband would just talk to me." Some wives would pray this verse here in Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 10. "My beloved spake." That's some wives' prayer right there. "God, help my husband to speak. I would love to talk with him. I'd love to know where he's at. I'd love to know how he feels." Some wives are so far into marriage, they feel like, "I'm in a room, it's dark, I used to know where the light switch is, and now I just spend all my time trying to find it again. I'm stumbling around in the dark and I'm frustrated." Why? Because we used to be open, we used to connect, we used to talk, we used to be at that level, and now I don't know where he is, and I don't even know where the switch is. Sometimes a wife can feel that way. Guys, we need to understand that a wife prefers to talk about problems that may be happening in the marital relationship on a daily basis to keep the relationship up to date. Now, there's a two side to this coin here, okay? Guys, we need to understand, hey, the fact that our wives can sense stuff in our relationship, and the minute they sense it, want to talk about it, for us, it can begin to feel like, what in the world? I mean, I'm not perfect, and it seems like every time we connect, there's something else to work on. We got to work through this. And wives, we're going to get to this in this series of how to approach and broach those subjects. But guys, there needs to be an understanding for us that, hey, this is not a mission of hers to just point out what a failure we are. This is who she is, and this is her way to prevent major problems. By keeping the relationship up to date, by bringing the little things to the forefront, by wanting to talk about them. Why? Because she wants the heart of her husband to safely dwell with her, and she wants to have that kind of a connection. So men, you're going to have to fight the feeling of being interrogated, being disrespected, being mothered, or thinking that your wife just has a lot of unnecessary questions all the time, and you're going to have to come to the place of saying, hey, my wife needs my love, and she needs openness. She needs to be connected to me and me to her in a way that no other two human beings are connected. This is important, and I don't want to see it as a disdain or a negative. I want to appreciate it and work at it in our relationship. She's moving towards us and bringing this to the forefront because she loves us and she wants these things to do what they should. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:12, she will do good to him and not evil all the days of her life. The heart of a good-willed wife, a virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, is not to do evil, it's to do good. And these things are being done for good. So that's the level of openness we're talking about, okay? Let's look secondly then at the difficulties with openness. What are the difficulties for us as men with this level of openness? Now, unfortunately, some husbands cannot or will not even try to go to this level of openness because they feel like they're inadequate to have that kind of conversation with their wife, or that if they engage into it, they will just be disrespected. Okay? But follow this in Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Now, the concept conveyed here in the Greek, in Colossians 3:19, this idea of bitter is like a bitter taste in the mouth. It's to be bitter, meaning that you're upset, you're irritated, you're exasperated, you're indignant, and eventually become angry with your wife. That's what it's talking about. And the Bible says, husbands, love them, and don't be bitter against them. Don't be irritated for who they are. This level of openness is a need they have. Do you want your wife to be irritated with the fact that you need sex? No, you don't. I mean, you'd rather go, you know, clip the shrubs in the rain than be in a room with someone who doesn't want you. That's just real honest, plain forward talk. And we don't want that in our relationship. Well, then we better not get to the place where for her, this openness, this connection, this how are you doing and how are you feeling is just something we say, I'm not going to do that. The Bible says don't do it. The Bible says you better love them and you better not be bitter against them. Don't you be irritated with who God made them to be. You stood at a marriage altar, you held hands, and before God you vowed, I do. You know what you were vowing? You were vowing, I will love you, I will dwell with you according to knowledge, I will learn how to be a good husband. And this is part of it. She needs openness. She needs this connection. And we need to recognize that this is the way that God made her. Why? Because if we're a bitter husband, we can become harsh, cynical, and resentful in this area. Oh, here we go again. Oh, we're going to do this again tonight? And that can be our spirit. And it's crushing her spirit. And we've got to be careful. Lord, help me to understand this is the way that you made her. We need the Spirit's leading in our lives. The Bible says in Malachi 2:15, the latter part, therefore take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Guys, we got to recognize the power of our love and how badly our wives want it. They want our love. And part of that is this openness, this intimacy, this connection. The same connection that we might feel through physicality, she feels through this type of connection. Through knowing, how are you doing? How are you feeling? I sense we're not on the same page in something. Can we talk about it? And us giving it the same attention that we want her to give the area of physical enjoyment. That's a convicting thing for all of us, guys. In the last 7 days, did we invest as much energy in the area of being open and connected with our wife as we wanted her to invest in our physical relationship? She needs it. It's the way God made her. And she wants this open. She wants us to be open to her and to communicate how we feel. So we've got to overcome some of these difficulties in our lives. Now, let's look as we kind of close and encapsulate this thought. Number three, at the design of openness. Now, at this point, guys, we might be thinking, good gracious, Brother Gabe. I had no idea this is what I was signing on for when I said I do. This is complicated. There's a lot. I thought, you know, we just, get married and everything would be great. And it is great. But there's a lot of work and there's a lot to learn. And I want to encourage you and not discourage you this morning that your wife desires this closeness and her sensitivity to it is a good thing. Guys, it's this same vein in your wife's spirit that gives her that compassion to nurture a sick child day after day. It's this same element in her life that when you and I aren't feeling well and we feel like we should just be taken to the doctor and, you know, put to sleep or something, that she'll just wait on us hand and foot and care for us. There's a sensitivity that God has given her as our helpmeet and the nurturing mother of our children that we do not possess. And it's a good thing. The home needs it. And it's not something you and I provide. It's not something I'm any good at providing in my home, but she's awesome at it. So this is not an area of negative criticism and, oh, I can't believe what I've gotten myself into. Hey, this is a help to the home. This is a benefit. It's an addition. It's a positive thing. But we have to make a decision. How are we going to respond to this sensitivity? How are we going to respond to this need in her life? Are we going to resent it? Are we going to embrace it and do our best to be open with her? And guys, when we gave this idea a couple weeks ago, but one of the simplest things you can do is have a time every day you connect with your wife and have it be a time that you talk. Guys, your wife wants to hear about your day in a detailed way that you're not used to. And she wants to hear how you feel about stuff. It's kind of like this, guys. When your wife says, Hugo, I just sense something's wrong. What's wrong? She wants this. Honey, I am so glad you've asked. I have been carrying this struggle all day, and I could not wait for you to ask me that. And I want to tell you all about it and how I feel. Now, that's not us. I mean, that's not who we are at all. You know what I mean? Close to the vest. What do you mean something's wrong? Nothing's wrong, my man. You know, I mean, that's not who we are. But that's who she is, and that's who she needs us to be. So there needs to be a time every day where we connect at that level, and guys, where we're willing to open up. Where we're willing to be vulnerable. Where we're willing to say, you know, this isn't going the way I wanted it at work, and I'm praying about it. Or you know what? I am feeling some financial pressure, and I'm praying about it. Or whatever. And I'm not saying take the burdens and put them on her. I think we ought to carry the burdens, and we ought to get with God, and we ought to find a way, and we ought to pioneer through, and I'm for all that. But there is a connection she needs on this level that we have to work at. And we've got to set aside some time. We've got to be willing to communicate with what we're going through. And by the way, you may come home from work one day, and she may sense maybe something's not right. She might say, hey, honey, what's going on? And you may say, honey, you know what? It just wasn't the best day at work, but it's not something I want to talk about right now. Now, there's nothing wrong between you and I. We're good. And maybe we can talk about it later. I just don't want to talk about it right now. Now, she needs to know the last phrase I said, imperative. She needs to know we're good. Okay? As long as she knows we're good, nothing's wrong between us, just not a great day at work, and maybe we'll talk about it later. And guys, we don't want to talk about it. But she wants to. And talking to her about it connects. And she wants to be connected. And we feel weird because we feel like, this is sissy. I mean, this is weird. This is, you know, we don't have bad days. We don't have problems. We don't have stuff going on. I mean, we just move forward, you know? But that vulnerability, she likes it. She knows it's there, and she wants to hear you talk about it. She wants to hear what you dream about. She wants to hear what you're struggling with. She wants you to take time to reminisce with her about your relationship and when you met and all that kind of good stuff. She wants to connect on an intimate level. And when a lady is connecting on an intimate level and feels open, she feels much more free to open up in every area of life. Men, I'm not saying that we should be open with our lives for some self-serving reason. I'm just saying it brings about harmony in lots of other areas as well. So be open. She desires openness with us to be open to her. And the main thing is not to be frustrated with this need that God has given, but rather to recognize, hey, she needs me to be open. So God, help me this week, practically, to come home every day and have something to say. More than how was your day, it was fine. But talk about my day. Talk about what I learned in church on Sunday. Talk about what we learned in class. Talk about how I felt about something. Talk about where are we going in the future? What does God have for our family? Talk about, boy, remember when we had that date? Remember when this? Remember when that? And connect. Are you and your wife closer now than you've ever been before? And would she agree with your answer? Men, could I give you a challenge this week? Sit down with her and say, honey, are we as close as you want to be? And what could I do to help us be closer? How can we be closer? How can we be connected the way you want to be connected? Because I want to do that. And it's not something we want to resent. or be like, honey, look at me, I'm connecting. I don't want to be that way. We just want to draw the other according to knowledge. And we want to say, you know what, this is an area I could grow. And so, honey, teach me. Tell me what I can do. And then I want to do it to the best of my ability. Lord, help us. And then, guys, there's some practical ideas there. Your wife will feel you're open when you do these things. Heavenly Father, we sure love you. Thank you for some time together in your word today. I pray that you would strengthen our relationships and our homes. And Lord, may they please you. And may this week we strive to be open with our bride, the gift that you've given to us. And may it strengthen that relationship and benefit every other area. And we'll sure praise and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.